Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 82 today.
Yeah.
And currently, it is 49 down 18th and Vine.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Eat What You Want Day?
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that, man. I'm sticking to what I've been sticking to.
No Chipotle today, huh?
Yeah, no Chipotle today. But we do have Mary Quinn Lucas coming up talking all things KC. That conversation, y'all, starts at 7:38.
Look, we got tickets we're giving away to go see Michael. I know you and the family ain't been yet, so listen in because we got that hookup for you. The morning gossip goes down at the 23s. We got a recap of Kevin Hart's roast that was last night, an update for all the deadbeats who like to travel, and a question for you. Does violent music hurt our community? Birdman speaks on who's responsible.
Yes, it does. I can't wait for that. Okay, cool. Motivation coming up in 10 minutes. Another week to live in your purpose. Another week to live in your assignment and do what God needs us to do, y'all. Kansas City's the best, and it's right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, only on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. D, who is it?
Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
The little boring chores make the big exciting adventures possible. The small tedious tasks help to prevent the big overwhelming problems. It's quick and easy to put forth a small but effective effort. Indeed, it's so easy you can do it over and over again. And that's a key pathway to massive achievement. Those small efforts are accessible, repeatable, and they add up. Value is built over time, and time is always coming your way. So fill the time in a manner that preserves its irreplaceable treasure. Transform the fleeting moments into small, enduring bits of progress. As you move forward, you can assemble those small bits into large and meaningful accomplishments. Do a little now, a little later, a little tomorrow, and keep going. It soon adds up to be a lot. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently, it is 51 at Ruskin. Ricky Rose addresses Drake for the 20th time, but is this from a genuine place or is he in need of something?
Drake, if you listening to this, homie, listen to me. Shine. I don't want to see you lose. No real nigga want to see you lose. This culture, this game, this rap, this ain't what it's about. I don't want to see you lose. Real niggas come up together.
Think it's from a genuine place, B?
Yeah, maybe his bank account need a little help right now. So
he ain't making no more Aston Martin music.
Making that real money.
I don't, you know, all these dudes, man, they probably homies or whatever behind the scenes. Hell, Kendrick and Drake probably homies behind the scenes. Who knows? No.
Pay me too. Pay me too.
When it come to that check, I don't know.
No, not with that one. But other people, absolutely, I agree with you. Because some people just be doing them stunts.
Yeah.
Another thing that could be a stunt, DDG and Nick Cannon. So, Wildin' Out, of course, Nick Cannon's hit show has been on for, I believe, over a decade now. Wild Style, they do a freestyle. Now,
20 years.
Ooh, yeah, it's been 20? That makes sense. I was a kid when I was on.
Yeah, Wildin' Out been out since like 05, 06.
Man, I love that show. A lot of greats are on that. But they had a Wild Style episode with rapper DDG. And just take a listen to Nick Cannon.
I'll give you one. Talk about my kids, yeah, that's fine. But at least my baby mama let me see mine.
Oh,
do you feel like that?
Okay. Simple bar.
I mean,
but
that's,
it hurts.
That's what it is in freestyling. They keep it very, I mean, they're also coming up with this on, you know, spur of the moment. So,
look, man.
It's literally who can come up with something that sounds good, that rhymes, that wins.
So have you been in a situation where people are roasting, where two people are roasting,
mm-hmm.
and they cool. They're not the best of friends.
Yeah.
They're not enemies either, but it might be something there. Look, y'all. When you dig at somebody like that, give like personal like that, and of course we know they business or whatever, but dog, it was some deeper stuff said than that. Somebody's eventually gonna get in their feelings. All right, it's just,
that could be a thing. But you can't go on this Wild Style and think that you're gonna get up. Like, come on, you didn't have a bar ready.
Yeah.
Listen, if I was DDG, I would just have one line. Can you turn me up real quick? Just one line, and I would be out. That's
okay.
It. DDG was shook, but Nick was kind of mid. Only way Nick going on tour is to see his kids. Let's get
on. Oh, my God.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 G's.
Had a nice, cool, relaxing weekend. Friday, what did I do Friday? You start off at Aura Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
DJ Get It.
Oh, my goodness. It was, it looked amazing in there. We celebrating all the Tauruses, the Copper Boys Ranch. They were in the building, too. It was a great time because, you know, we did the rodeo theme. So I had my little cowboy hat, my cowgirl hat, and all of that stuff. So it was definitely a good vibe in there. And, it was a beautiful thing to see.
Ooh, I got to tell you what I did. Yo, Friday night, Stacey Shaw. Stacey, love you, man. Hey. That's my dog right there, but I'm roasting you tomorrow.
You got to give us more context than
that. Stacey out here, she's like Billie
Holiday.
You
start off with Friday night, then you just
What happened Friday night? I saw Stacey Shaw sing.
Oh, this, yeah, okay, period.
So she was like really in her Billie Holiday bag.
I've heard a couple tracks or two. Shout out to Stacey Shaw.
I can't wait to talk to her tomorrow about that. And then Saturday, mm-hmm. my dog Diego, Bloodline Studios, tied it up.
Oh, I'm thinking you talking about music.
No.
You went and got tatted.
I did.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you got that that arch tatted on you?
Stop. Don't do that.
You remember you sent me the picture of the arch?
Okay. See, I'm about to turn her mic off. I'm definitely about to turn her mic off.
What's going on?
I got Let Your Light Shine on my forearm.
Did you get it with the wild or eye?
I got it with the Y.
Oh, that's cute.
Had,
I like that.
And we had a discussion about it. My dog, Diego, we talked about it. He was like, bro, it's like, it's your word. It's in your interpretation. You know what I'm saying? There are different interpretations of the Bible. And this is Matthew 5:16, by the way, y'all. Let your light shine. Live in your purpose. Do what God told you to do with your assignment, by the way. That's where all this stems from.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, you know, there are different interpretations of the Bible. So this is mine. And yeah, let your light shine. Plus, I'm going to have the scripture on the other side of the arm. That's just the first side of it. That's just the first half of the...
What else did you do over the weekend? Your voice a little... You sound like you've been partying a little bit.
No, I wasn't partying. No, I wasn't doing none of that.
Sound like he was on somebody's mic.
My nephew, DJ Rounds, we had his graduation party yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So we was there for that. And then I hung out with Jared, my brother, yesterday. Grandma Cheryl for Mother's Day.
Woo woo, yeah. Shout out to the graduates. I forgot to mention that, yeah. Major shout out to my best friend. We kicked it all weekend for her graduation of at Avila University. And then, of course, we celebrated the mamas on yesterday. And all the mamas, it's so
my mama biscuit.
Refreshing to see everybody post their mom and be like, OMG, you look like, you know, just stuff like that. It's always so cute to be like, oh, that's what your mom look like. You know, it's just nice to see everybody's mama and stuff like that. So congratulations to all the mothers for continuing to mother. Because it's a lot. I ain't going to lie to you.
This is Mom's Elementary. We are home to hustle and shine. Ohio for the 3 gems.
D, I don't know if you've ever been involved in senior pranks or anything like that when you was in high school.
Yeah.
But some kids at Bishop Ward High School, look, they're talking about there is a criminal investigation going on into some vandalism. And this happened on May 7th, I guess. So this is from a message posted on the school's website. The private Catholic school said that the Kansas City, Kansas Police Department is handling this investigation. School leadership added that they cannot share any details about the incident. The students involved a possible disciplinary actions because of the ongoing investigation. So one parent shared that the school's message to families is that the vandalism involved a significant portion of the senior class. Mm-hmm. Due to the vandalism, Bishop Ward High School had decided to postpone commencement ceremonies until the investigation has concluded. Quote, "We recognize the disappointment this causes for students and families, but we believe it is important to allow the process to move forward thoroughly and fairly." That's from school leadership. That's what they said in the statement. So, I don't know what y'all doing out there at Bishop Ward, but y'all better chill out.
I know it's a lot of parents that are probably upset about this because plans were probably made for graduation. A lot of people have
flying
probably
in.
Yeah, it's a lot of things that are shifting because of it. I'm curious what the parents think that are listening right now. Text us 816-900-4103. Text
us. Let's get messy this morning.
How would you feel if your child's graduation was postponed because of a senior prank? Now, as somebody that attended a private Christian school, you can't be doing too much. Like, you gotta, it's strict. There's a lot of standards. And, you know, I don't know what they did, but you can't be doing all of that. Our prank was pretty simple. We just didn't show up. That's
y'all
it.
Did
we
did one.
Yeah, but that's not a, you know what I'm saying? That was just us saying we gonna be at class and just didn't show up because, I mean, the teachers kind of let us know.
That
low
was a regular day in Northeast, boy.
Yeah, I was gonna say. That's what I'm saying. It was different.
Not for me.
We was showing up every single day. So the standard was that. You know what I'm saying? So for us to not show up, that was good enough.
Yeah.
Here, them texts coming through. Let me see. I'm checking it in. 816-900-4103. One of our parents said, yeah, I would be pissed, but what did they do? Yeah, that's a good question. We need to know what happened. And if your kid said that they wasn't a part of it, they lying, they telling the truth.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app and listen to me embarrass my family. Not so much D, she don't embarrass hers, but I embarrass mine. But thank you so much for tapping that Hot 103 Jams app, and to the cousins that's watching us on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, all at Hot 103 Jams. You can check me and D out in the Brown and Kruber Studios. And of course, shout out to all the cousins that's listening the old school way through your radio, in your car. We see you hustling down Bruce R. Watkins right now. You better shine, though. You gotta get to work on time to shine. How about that? Oh. Yeah, you like that? That's a Myronism right there.
I was just going to say, sound like Unk now.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's driving on I-435 and Blue Parkway, to I-70 and I-435 and KCK. Shout out to the cousins up north, Berry Road and I-29, or you on I-29 and 635 in North KC, wherever you are, however you doing it. Thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know, we realize you literally could be anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Sha, booyah, shout roll call.
It's time for that 7-Eleven roll call, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Shout out to Asher, Mama Loves You Bug. Shout out to Hustle and Shine in the Morning for being available to listen on the app. Yeah, we appreciate you, cousin, for being tapped in. She's Amy in, I can't even pronounce that. Amy somewhere deep in Missouri. Osceola? Shout out to you. Hey, cousins.
Osceola?
Yeah. Shout out to the cousins over in Osceola. We appreciate y'all tapping in. Hey, Jameer, Messiah, Nova, and Kenyon, have an amazing day at school. To the kids, big love to the Kirkwood and Solomon family. Sent over from Chef Taco. Zamaya Anderson, a.k.a. Mama, big love to you. Shout out to you. Happy belated birthday. So run your parents' pockets, please. Hey, Carmenard. Janelle Parker, my mommy worked so hard, and I just want her to hear that, because that was one thing for sure. Oh, I'm running my pop's pockets. I just got a new game system. Hey, partner, come up out that $400. Let's get to it. Hey, Crystal Mayfield, sending some love to you, cousin. course, on the Facebook side, we got all of our cousins in the comments just sending us some additional love. Marcus Hearn, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, Clara Christina, Ronald Brown. We appreciate you all oh so much.
Love
and
y'all.
And also, real quick, Amanda Washington and her son, DJ Superlit. I ran into them recently down near Brick House. Amanda Washington, Miss Amanda Washington, you've done so much for the community. You are a major advocate. So big love and a thank you for representing our community oh so well as you do.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
722 on your time. It's a high of 82. Currently, it is 48 in Topeka. Kevin Hart's roast was last night on Netflix. I caught like a quick glimpse of it. I saw The Rock was there. I saw Sheryl Underwood was there, Regina Hall. But Usher actually got the whole party started.
Well, roast, because them jokes ain't cracking like they used to. Look at what money does to you. Yeah.
He said a couple other things. It was just hard to hear, but I thought it was cute that Usher came on there trying to, you know, do a little freestyle, something like that. It was cute. And then Cat Williams got on stage and did his big one.
Just because Kevin went to Diddy parties does not mean he did something wrong. The fact that he gets all quiet when you bring it up, that means he did something wrong.
He had a whole like 8 minute set. That was just like a quick glimpse of it. That tickled your fancy, eh? Oh, that's a very valid point. You do get a little quiet. And Kevin Hart,
when you bring it up, that means he did something wrong.
Yeah, and Kevin, he be doing a lot of talking. So when the loudest person in the room shuts up,
hey, yeah, he gotta chill, bro. Cause hey, look, there's footage of him over the years mm-hmm. of being at every single Puffy party. Mm-hmm. So yeah
so I like that whole setup. I love when people do roast during the live Netflix roast. Kevin addressed Kat directly afterwards and just said, I'm offering you an olive branch of peace and I'm a fan first.
They really beefing like that?
I didn't know they really even had beef, honestly. I know a lot of people feel a way about Kat Williams in the industry. Like, I know a lot of them have spoken.
Because he's telling the truth.
Yeah, you know, I know a lot of people feel a certain way about him.
Damn.
But I didn't know that Kevin Hart and
I
want to
do a roast.
Issues.
Who would be on the roast of me? Like, oh boy.
What you mean? Like, oh, who the people would be?
Yeah,
you think you can handle a roast?
What? Are you serious?
That's a valid question. We talked about
that. Whoa, brother. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
I've been roasting my whole life.
Yeah,
so.
But it's different. Now, doing a roast.
I ain't worried about
that. No, I'm just asking. Because sometimes it just depends on who you get up there
to. Line them up.
Like, you get your enemy of yours to say something.
Line them up, D.
It's going to start to hit home. It's going to feel personal. And now you knucking if you bucking.
Come on, man.
Other news. Birdman was challenged for pushing out certain songs that could be seen to be counterproductive to the community. And he gives his 2 cents on all of it.
Life in general is influential, right? Not just music. You can talk about life, getting up every morning, feed the children, feed the family, go on to work, get that work. If you ain't got that, you gotta go get it how you get it. So you can't charge it to a microphone, understand? You got all kinds of substances in life, man. It's weird out there. It's really up out there. Be conscious about who you are and raise your kids to be better than you.
See, he's talking about adults when I think the conversation is around music and kids. Because a lot of the violence that we see around, especially in Kansas City, recently have been teenagers or around 19, 20 years old. So
you don't think him mentioning the parents are responsible for their kids as a thing?
No, but he wasn't talking like that. I didn't take it like that. I took it as him referring to real life being more of an influence on life as grown-ups
right.
than in the actual music. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he was taking account to kids. Mm-hmm. How the real conversation needs to be around them. And we all need to look in the mirror, me, myself, because there's hip-hop that I've indulged in and listened to.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of areas to point fingers.
We all got to look in the mirror, dog. And we keep denying this conversation about how influential the music is when it's the center of entertainment for kids sometimes.
It carries a lot of weight. But yeah, we can talk about this all day long. Let's continue this on the live stream. Get on the live stream, cousins. Right now, we're live on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook page. You'll see us live in the studio.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Back with us for another Monday. We're talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas of Kansas City, Missouri. With the World Cup less than 2 months away, Mayor Lucas, Kansas City is still dealing with construction headaches, traffic concerns, added gratuity costs, mixed feelings from Kansas City residents, and now reports showing that hotel bookings are running way below projections. And at the same time, you're pushing to keep local control over bar hours instead of allowing nearly 24-hour alcohol service. So let me ask you plainly, Mayor Lucas, is Kansas City structurally and economically truly ready for the World Cup, or are we still trying to convince ourselves that we still are?
Of course we are ready for the World Cup. I mean, look, I don't tend to live in the sky is falling approach to all those different things. First of all, part of the reason for the hotel bookings challenges is the price at which a lot of hotels are setting themselves. You are seeing Airbnbs that I think are multiple percentages above usual bookings where they're making good revenues. Hotels in cities all around us are doing incredibly well as relates to the World Cup. We have airplane bookings up. I think the airlines have added roughly 46,000 seats to flights through Kansas City. We're projecting sellouts for every night at Arrowhead Stadium. And importantly, right, I think I personally have been at a number of construction projects that have completed. Grand Avenue Bridge, which was open on Friday, 31st Street improvements, open on Friday. We'll have more openings at 18th and Vine, I believe, next week. Kansas City is not only ready, Kansas City is going to shine. And in connection with the bar and liquor hours, I don't find that to be particularly challenging as much as it is a very simple question of policy, which is being in a community where we know, and we've talked about it many Monday mornings, after we've had shootings, other violent crime incidents in our community near entertainment districts, how can we make sure that we're the most responsible for our guests? And whether that's a discussion that you had 6 months ago or if you have a discussion a week before you're there, it's not really that materially challenging other than changing the schedule. We'll always stand up for public safety. We will always stand up for making sure our community is protected. But I think Kansas City stands far above all others in terms of being ready for the World Cup coming up.
So along with your stance on the 24-hour liquor situation and the small bottle liquor situation, what is your relationship now with the business owners in Kansas City? Is it contentious or are y'all still good?
I had a wonderful conversation with a bunch of bar owners on Sunday, actually, on Mother's Day. And look, most of them, and I encourage y'all to don't just look at the ones ranting on Facebook, most of them are not opening until 5 a.m. Now, their difference of opinion may be who gets to control, who should decide, and typically I would be on their side, although I would note that in liquor regulation, we have for a long time had bar closing hours and others. I, however, talked to the public safety folks, our prosecutor, the neighborhoods, and others who deal with these issues too. And look, I ain't got a problem with anything you do in your business, in your house, if it has no impact on anything next door to me. But if you at your private residence have loud parties every night and people are laying off smoke bombs, it's going to be an issue for your neighbors. The same thing was if you have a bar in a residential neighborhood that's getting out at 5 a.m., kicking everybody out. They have loud cars, loud music, loud noise, loud gunshots, and more issues. I mean, look, I'm not here to preach morality for anybody, and I'm not going to drink what you want, smoke what you want. But if you have a business that has secondary effects as an impact on your neighbors around you, as liquor has since the beginning, that is why we have liquor control. That's why we have closing times. That's why you're making sure you don't have 50 bars in one neighborhood across the street from a bunch of residences. So this is us making sure we can get it right. This is making sure that we have a good impact on our community that allows people to make money, but also doesn't have everybody who may be listening now who's trying to get ready for work on Friday, a Monday morning at 5 a.m. dealing with a bunch of bar cleanup. Because reading the law as it is, every bar in the state of Missouri between June 11th to July 19th can stay open for 23 hours. Every bar, every day. That would mean this Monday morning. And I think we need to make sure we get it right for Kansas City.
Mayor Lucas, graduation season is upon us. And I know you'll be delivering remarks at the best university in Kansas City, UMKC, for the commencement ceremony. Now, I'm not too sure if Bishop Ward and KCK will have a graduation, but could you share any words of wisdom to the class of 2026?
You know, I'm going to be talking at the graduation for Lincoln College Prep this afternoon. Honored to do so. In terms of words of wisdom for the young people, I think I'll just say this, right? As Obama said, you know, we are the change we believe in. You are the change. So if you have an issue with society, if you think things need to change, don't just try to get somebody else to do it. You are the one. Run the organization, create the business, do the work, because nobody's, you know, everybody's waiting for you, not somebody else to come save things. And so that's where my advice would be. I'm very proud of them. I think our community gets a lot of negatives. We talk about a lot of negatives with our young people. We've got brilliant young people making a difference for Kansas City.
We're talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Lucas, you've been pushing this idea to plaza the plaza. More walkability, yep. More housing, more density, more amenities. And now major redevelopment ordinances are heading to city council this week. A lot of Kansas Cityans hear that and wonder, is this just about modernizing one wealthy corridor, or is there a bigger vision behind it? What's the long-term goal for the plaza redevelopment? How do you make sure the benefits ripple across the entire city and not just one of the wealthiest parts of KC?
So, I mean, at its core, what we're talking about on the plaza this week is actually just pure zoning changes on the plaza. So in some ways, the answer to your question is it's really about how do we make sure that that district, instead of reading about a business closure every week, actually has zoning changes that help it long term. Now, obviously, the zoning changes there are ones that I think would be positive in other parts of the city. How do you create more density? How do you make sure that people can actually have walkability through that area? That's something that I don't think is just a plaza thing. It's what we've already been doing at 18th and Vine, for example, in creating, ironically, a pedestrian plaza along 18th Street. The goal, though, for the plaza long term, and this is not the money chat, it's not about, you know, are there incentives or anything like that. This is this week about how do we make sure that they are relevant for the future and the years ahead, rather than a place where we see less and less development. Long term, our whole region needs a healthier plaza. The reason is very simple. They generate money that goes to lots of the rest of our community. We saw announced in the winter, a big business that's leaving the plaza, taking 1,500 employees from the plaza to Leawood. That is not good for Kansas City. That's probably about a $20 million annual hit to our city budget. And so, I mean, this is one step of many. We continue our work to develop everywhere. But here's the thing about Kansas City that we have to do. You got to walk and chew gum. So I am very proud of our increasing housing development in every part of the city, primarily in East Kansas City. I'm proud of the fact that we're going to try to make sure that commercial districts stay relevant, like the Country Club Plaza, and that our population's up. And then we got a big project up in the Northland that people are talking about. That's what we do each day to make sure we have a great city long term.
Mayor Lucas, real quick, completely off topic. Before your term ends, Kevin Hart did it last night. Would you ever consider a roast?
I would love a Kansas City roast. You know, we could do it for charity. It ain't going to be as wild as the Tom Brady roast. I saw that on Netflix. Y'all ain't talking about me like that. But yes, I would love a good Quint Lucas roast. As y'all can tell from social media, they be roasting me every week anyway.
Right. Yeah.
Shirts and shorts and all of that. I got some Facebook, Instagram people always ready to hit, so I'm ready for it.
Yeah, I got a whole set up. First thing I'll talk about is you racing DP with the Kansas City Current this past weekend. Have a good one, Mayor Lucas.
Y'all have a great week. We'll see y'all.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 80, currently is 57 at UMKC. Future Hendrix, yes, Future is reportedly set to perform during the United States opening ceremony for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Now, this is according to the USA Today. Some other performers that are slated to be at the SoFi Stadium include Katy Perry and Lisa from Blackpink. I don't think anybody expected Future, but congratulations to him.
Exactly.
We're going to do Tony Montana, Mask Off. I don't know.
Sensational.
Say it again.
Can we get March Madness? Can we get?
Oh, yes. Duh. Right. Facts. Oh, yeah. March Madness going to go great.
Duh.
That was a solid one, huh?
I can't get that one because instrument on the background.
Yeah, a lot going on. Yeah.
You need to do the entire DS2.
Dress it up and make it real for you.
Yeah. Just do the entire DS2, dog. Hey, can't go. Ooh, look at that. Come on. Don't make me get the clean version. Nothing on the gas. We would be bad if that's my jam with this.
And here we go. We was just talking about music in the community. And here we go. Gassing up March Madness.
What's wrong with March Madness? What's wrong with that?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Is something wrong with it?
It's nothing wrong with it. I just said.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
Yeah, we're going to have to go out to this real quick.
Yeah, we're going to. Sorry, cousins.
The best part right here.
Whatever that means. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They gonna get us in trouble, y'all. Yeah.
Dirty soda and stuff.
Come on.
Spill a day to get on my boy. Dress it up, you know the NASA.
200 miles on a dash.
Yeah. Got about a pound up in gas.
Come on.
Switching lanes in the green
bag. We have with these.
We the one that kept it cool without it.
Let's go.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those grounded, persistent, and attractive Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to actor, best known for his role as Jason Pitts on The Game. Happy birthday to Kobe Bell. Sending over some birthday love to rapper and singer Coi Leray. A big happy birthday to political activist and leader of the Nation of Islam. Happy birthday to Louis Farrakhan. Happy birthday to rapper straight up out of Florida. Happy B-Day to Ace Hood. Sending over some birthday love to model and entrepreneur Black China. A happy birthday to former NFL star who's now a well-known podcaster. Happy birthday to Cam Newton. And last but not least, a happy birthday to one of the moms on the hit series Dance Moms. Happy B-Day to Holly Frazier.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, David Reynolds, Dana Nicole, and Dom Spontane. Happy birthday, Sharon Herrera, Sharon Kimes, ATL Collier, and everybody else born on May 11th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We wow. see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Clarissa.
What's your last name?
Singletary.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if we had Shields on the phone. She'd be having a burner account. I didn't know.
No.
Well, hey, cousin, we got a hookup for you. Two tickets to go see Jazz and Jackie, which is a soulful musical salute to Jackie Robinson. But you got to finish these lyrics. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
Wake up, beat a zip, Hennessy, take a sip. Look at my jeans, I'm too thick. I ain't got no room for extra baggage.
Don't forget to come and pick up your
feelings. Right in the ceiling.
Okay,
no.
What?
I don't remember that one.
Third time's the charm, cousin. That
was terrible, but I got it.
Yeah, at least you know.
Accountability is the first step. Look, we got those two tickets for you to go see Jazz and Jackie at the Gym Theater. Who are you taking with you?
I'm going to take my daughter with me.
All right. Enjoy.
Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine, Hot 103 Jam.
See, at least you know the important part.